Reading sex. The stories here are all aged horny, and some also corny, but most definitely, all of the stories are downright sexy with adult themes, sexually explicit content and strong language. I have not written these characters and stories. I just love reading them. Becoming a private airline stewardess. Written by frame by frame. The pitch. I had always had a romantic notion of what it was like to be an airline stewardess or flight attendant, and a couple of years after graduating from high school, I applied and was accepted to become a stewardess for an international airline, flying mostly national routes and regional puddle jumpers. It was okay, but it had nowhere near the panache I had imagined it would before I applied. After about 4 years, as I was approaching my 29th birthday, I was growing a little restless with the status quo. As the flight I was working that day prepared to land in Seattle, I found myself wondering if there was another adventure out there for me somewhere. The crew had a layover scheduled. So as we started walking toward the pickup spot for the hotel shuttle, I hung back and waited for the pilot, Alan, to leave the cockpit. As he joined me, we changed course and headed to the taxi stand together. Since I started working with Alan about 3 years ago, we've always paired up during our layovers, unless one of us had other arrangements. Or unless Alan's wife was flying with us. On that particular day we were both flying solo, so we grabbed a taxi together and headed to the layover hotel that had been arranged for by the airline. Almost as soon as the taxi pulled away from the curb, Alan had unzipped his pants and pulled out his cock. It was a great dick, about 7.5 inch long, with a nice sized bulbous head, and I loved stroking it, so. As usual. I gave him a nice, warm-up handjob in the taxi on our way to the hotel. Alan was sitting directly behind the taxi driver, so he couldn't really see anything, but I'm sure my arm motion and wry smile was leaving no doubt as to what we were up to in his back seat. Alan didn't always come during these warm-up handjobs, but on that day he was clearly headed toward an eruption. So I leaned over and covered the tip of his shaft with my mouth as he blasted a load of cum down my throat. I swallowed it all, then stroked out the last drop, licking that away with my tongue, before tucking his softening prick back into his slacks and zipping him up, when we got to the hotel. Alan and I both headed to his designated room. I had my own room, but if we didn't have partners with us, we usually just stayed in Alan's. We both needed a shower, so we quickly tossed off our clothes and climbed into the shower stall together. It was a good-sized stall, with tile walls on two sides and clear glass walls on the other two sides. As we stepped under the water streaming from the shower head, I grabbed a bar of soap and lathered up Alan's dangling shaft, which was already semi-hard again. Even after getting a handjob in the taxi, Alan loved fondling my tits. They were natural 36 cups, with large areolas and 1/4 nipples that seemed to be perpetually stiff. As we began our shower, I had Alan's shaft in my hand, stroking the length of it with soapy fingers, evoking low moans from Alan in response. And he had both of my boobs in his hands, lifting and squeezing them while he used his thumbs to flick each nipple, evoking my own low moans in response. By now my pussy was dripping in anticipation, and Alan's prick was standing fully erect in my hand. He spun me around so that I was facing one of the glass walls and pulled my hips toward him, so that my ass and pussy were fully exposed, giving him perfect access for entry. He stroked my pussy lips with one hand while he jerked his own cock a few times with his other. Then he lined up the tip of his shaft with my vagina opening and shoved himself deep inside me with one thrust of his hips. I grunted from the force of his entry, and my big tits slapped against the glass wall of the shower as he began pounding his stiff rod deep into my cunt. He kicked my feet even farther apart to gain better leverage between my legs, then grabbed both hips and slammed his dick into and out of my pussy with gusto, pressing my boobs and flattening my nipples against the shower wall with every stroke. I closed my eyes and let out a low, lingering moan as an orgasm ripped through me, causing my body to tremble and my knees to wobble. Fortunately, Alan's hands on my hips kept me upright as a warm, tingly sensation washed over me from nipple to clit. Alan kept hammering his cock into me from behind, picking up the pace as he neared his own climax. With a loud groan, he threw his hips forward and blasted a huge load of cum deep inside my cunt. He began to slow his thrust slightly, but kept pounding his prick into and out of my pussy as he enjoyed the throes of his orgasm. His creamy spunk dripping out of my cunt from around his shaft. And onto the shower floor between our legs. After we both caught our breath, we finished our shower. He washed my pussy and tits. And I washed his cock and nutsack. Then we dried each other off before ordering room service for dinner, when our room service meal was over. Alan said he was bushed and needed to sleep before his next flight, but I was amped up and really needed to do something active. I called one of the other flight attendants and we decided to meet up and go to a nearby nightclub for some nighttime fun. That I dressed in a form-fitting tube dress. I was feeling a bit daring, so I didn't wear any panties, either. Who knew where this night might lead? My girlfriend and I arrived at the club and, as expected, had no trouble getting in. We positioned ourselves on bar stools along one side of the bar, where we could watch the dance floor and check out the guys. And other girls, of course. In the entire room after about 20 minutes. A handsome guy, maybe 30 or so, came up next to my left side and introduced himself. "Hi. My name is Wayne. I noticed you and your friend over here by yourselves," he said, without taking my eyes off the dance floor. I said, "Yeah, we like to people watch and check out the room. And this is a good out-of-the-way spot to do that." I reached out for a handshake. "I'm Lexi." Just then, my girlfriend accepted an invitation to dance, so I watched her head out to the dance floor, leaving Wayne and me on the side of the bar by ourselves. "I'll bet you two are flight attendants," he said. I turned to look at him over my shoulder and asked, "How in the world did you know that?" "Believe it or not, you're easy to spot. I work for a private airline corporation, and we're always looking for experienced flight attendants to become stewardesses for our company. This is a popular layover city, and this is a popular nightclub, so it's pretty common to find flight attendants here when they're on layovers." As he spoke, he was sliding up closer to me, and even leaning into me a bit, such that I could feel the bulge in the front of his pants against my side, causing my eyebrows to raise slightly. "Oh, yeah?" I said. "And what's so special about this private airline you represent? Why would I want to work for them?" As we talked, Wayne was almost enveloping me in his presence. One of his legs was up on the foot rail of my bar stool, and he was leaning an elbow on the bar as he stood behind me, almost speaking directly into my ear. I could feel the warmth of his breath, the strength of his chest and arms, and the size of his package through his slacks that he was covertly rubbing against the thin material of my dress. "We provide specialized services to executives, celebrities and politicians who can afford private air travel, and who expect special treatment as a result of the price they're willing to pay," he said in a practiced voice. I felt his hands and the inside of his legs start to surreptitiously massage my body wherever they made contact. His left arm was resting on the bar and was now pressing against my side, while his left hand was gently stroking and tweaking the side of my boob, while his right hand still held his drink. Meanwhile, his right leg was rubbing up against the hem of my short, tight dress, and was managing to push it up my thighs toward my hips, without appearing too obvious. I was a bit mesmerized as he continued his pitch. "Our stewardesses typically get paid about 4 times what you get at a public airline company, and you'd be flying to international cities all over the world on a fairly regular basis." This definitely caught my attention, and I raised my eyebrows at these comments, even though I was only half listening to what he was saying. In a bit of a haze, I could feel his left hand now grab a full handful of my left breast, squeezing it gently, and occasionally tweaking the nipple with his fingers. Meanwhile, his right knee had pushed the bottom of my dress up past my ass cheeks until it was sitting just about at my hips, leaving my naked ass completely exposed over the edge of bar stool I was sitting on. In the darkened club, it probably wasn't obvious, but it felt naughty and a bit taboo, which had my juices flowing. He was still standing behind my bar stool, and in a somewhat dreamy state, I said to him over my shoulder, That sounds fascinating and I think I'm interested. I definitely want to hear more. As I was telling him this, I saw him put his drink on the bar. Then reach down with his right hand and unzip his fly, allowing his erect cock to spring out of his slacks. I could feel it through the thin material of my dress against my back, and I was immediately impressed with its size. I reached behind me with my right hand and found his shaft, gently rubbing it up and down as I felt its rigid firmness. Wayne took it from my hand and lubed it up with some of his saliva, before lining it up with my anus and, with a gentle push, shoving it into my asshole. My eyebrows shot up, but I was surprisingly receptive, as he began slowly rocking his hips behind me, moving his shaft deeper and deeper into my butt. I glanced out to the dance floor and saw that my girlfriend was still dancing, then I closed my eyes and moaned as Wayne's cock slid further and further up my ass. He finally got his entire prick inside me, then, with his right hand on my hip, he started pushing his hips back and forth at an even pace, while continuing to fondle my tit and pinch my nipple with his left hand. Perhaps it was due to the secrecy of what we were doing in a public place, or maybe because I was just in the mood for a new experience, but somewhat surprisingly I felt an orgasm building inside me. In no time, I exploded into a massive climax, causing my entire body to shake as an electrifying orgasm washed over me. When he felt me coming, Wayne picked up the pace and before long shot several streams of cum deep inside my anus, pumping his rod in and out of my ass until his nut sack was completely empty. After he was finished, he stood behind me with his dick still in my ass, gently pushing it in and out of me, while we both caught our breath. When he finally stopped thrusting and pulled his softening staff from my butthole, I could feel his jism dripping out of my ass, and onto the floor underneath my bar stool. We stayed like that for a few moments. Me, with my eyes closed and Wayne's cum dripping from my asshole. And him with his softening prick dangling between his legs, dripping its last few drops of spunk onto the floor. When I opened my eyes, I noticed that my girlfriend had finished dancing, and was making her way back to our side of the bar. So, I adjusted the bottom of my dress to cover my ass again, and Wayne slipped his dick back into his slacks and pulled up his zipper. By the time my girlfriend reached us, we were both put back together, and she didn't suspect a thing. After a little more small talk, Wayne said he had to leave. He handed me a card and said, "Call this number if you're interested. Honestly, I'm absolutely certain you'd be perfect for the job. Like I said, the pay is fantastic, you get to see the world on the arms of wealthy people, and I think the services we provide are right up your alley." Still in somewhat of a post-coital fog, I watched Wayne saunter away, then glanced down at the card he'd given me and tucked it away in my purse. After another drink and a few more dances, my girlfriend and I headed back to the hotel we were staying at. I was definitely going to make that call first thing the next day, right after I gave Alan his morning blow job. The interview. The next morning, I felt Alan's hands reach around from behind and start fondling my tits to wake me up. I tended to wake up slowly, and as I stretched and yawned with my eyes still closed, I could feel Alan rubbing his morning wood against my naked back, clearly wanting some relief. Wanting to keep my eyes closed just a little longer, I reached behind me and started stroking Alan's erection with my hand, causing him to let out a soft moan and to rock his hips against my fist. After a few minutes of this, I finally opened my eyes for good, and rolled over to face Alan. I pushed him onto his back and threw the covers off of us, then knelt next to his hips and sucked the tip of his rock-hard cock into my mouth. As I bobbed my head up and down on his rigid shaft, I used one hand to stroke him, while I fondled his balls with the other hand. My E-cup tits were swinging beneath me as I continued blowing his cock, so Alan, moaning softly with his eyes closed, massaged, pinched and gently slapped them as he enjoyed the warmth of my mouth and extra stimulation of my tongue on the tip of his dick. It didn't take long before Alan grabbed my boobs a little harder, caught his breath, and slammed his prick deep into my mouth as he shot a huge load of cum down my throat. Grabbing the back of my head, he kept thrusting his hips into my face, as he spewed more creamy ropes of jism into my mouth. When he was finally done coming, He settled back onto the bed with a dreamy smile as he enjoyed the throes of his climax, breathing deeply to catch his breath. I laid my head on Alan's chest and toyed with his softening shaft as his breathing returned to normal. Then, when he had enjoyed his orgasm long enough, I said, "Okay, Buster. Your turn." I turned over onto my back and pulled Alan's head over between my spread legs. Giving blowjobs always gets me wet, so I was already drenched and my clit was aching to be tweaked. Alan always gave good head, and he liked doing it, so he got comfortable and went to work. I closed my eyes and, moaning softly, guided his tongue to all the right spots around my aching pussy. Eventually, he began focusing on my engorged and slightly protruding clitoris. As he used his mouth and tongue to flick, suck, and rub my sensitive love button, I felt a massive orgasm sweep across my entire body. My legs trembled slightly and I let out a moan as I grabbed the back of his head and pulled him hard into my pussy so I could grind my clit against his tongue as I came, drenching his face with my juices. I held his head there for a minute or so, with my eyes closed and my clitoris pressed against the flat of his tongue, while a warm tingling sensation coursed through me from head to toe. I finally released his head and looked down at him with a smile. "That was amazing, Alan. Thanks for the good morning orgasm," I said. He smiled up at me with my cum juices covering his chin and said, "My pleasure, Lexi. And speaking of pleasure, that was an amazing good morning blowjob. So, thank you, too." After catching our breath for a few more minutes, we clambered into the shower and washed each other, me washing his beautiful cock and balls, and him soaping up my pussy and teasing my nipples as he lathered up my breasts. We were too spent to actually fuck in the shower, but we still enjoyed washing and drying each other before dressing and starting the day. Alan headed to the airport for his next shift. I had another day of layover, so I decided to check out the private airline proposition Wayne had told me about the night before. I pulled out the card Wayne had given me and called the number. A woman named Dana answered and we set up an appointment with her boss, a guy named Lance, for later that morning, just before lunch. From my conversation with Wayne the previous night, while he was fucking me in the ass at the club, I sort of knew what kind of meeting this might be, so I dressed in a form-fitting, low-cut dress, with a top-to-bottom zipper in front. I wore G-string thong panties underneath, and decided not to wear a bra, which would show off my large, natural boobs a little better. When I arrived for the meeting, Dana was stepping out of an office, while pushing one of her breasts back into the top of her blouse and straightening the bottom of her skirt. There was only one office door connected to the reception area, so I assumed the office she had just left belonged to Lance. Dana smiled at me, welcomed me, then sat at her desk and used the intercom to let Lance know that I had arrived. She showed me into the office, introduced me to Lance, then left the room, closing the door behind her. Lance was a good-looking guy, maybe mid-40s, definitely in good shape and well-dressed. He came around from behind his desk with his hand out for a handshake, saying, "Hi, Lexi. I'm really glad you called. Wayne had great things to say about you. Thinks you'll be a great asset to our private airline company." I shook his hand and said, "Thanks, Lance. Based on what Wayne said, I'm definitely interested in working here." "Go ahead and sit here," he said, pointing to a chair in front of his desk. Meanwhile, he leaned back against his desk directly in front of the designated chair, with one thigh resting on the desktop, his leg dangling in front of the desk. I couldn't help but notice that he had a sizable cock, as the shaft was clearly outlined down one leg of his trousers as he sat in front of me on his desk, one leg swinging casually back and forth. "Now, Lexi," he said, "to be clear, we are a full-service private airline. We provide all the services our clients want and expect when traveling on our planes. Do you have any questions about what that means?" I kept glancing at the outline of his prick under his slacks, which was only inches away from where I sat, then adjusted my gaze to his face and said, "I think you're trying to say that your stewardesses provide sexual favors to your rich clients during their flights. Is that where this is going?" He obviously noticed that my eyes kept darting to the outline in his slacks, so he laughed, used one hand to adjust his dick and said, "Heh, heh, yep, Lexi. That's what we do. And if they want additional company when they arrive in Paris, London, Tokyo, or wherever, we offer them that, as well. Some of our clients take full advantage of these services, others only partial advantage, and still others do not partake in those services at all. We flex to whatever the client wants."
"And the pay?"
I asked. "Your salary with my company would be at least 4 times what you earn at a commercial airline, and our clients tend to tip our stewardesses extremely generously for the services they provide." As he said this, his eyes kept wandering down to my cleavage, and his hand kept adjusting his, now growing, cock through his slacks. He smiled and asked, "So, does this sound like something you'd be interested in?" I smiled to myself as I watched him continue to adjust his growing erection, then I sat forward in my chair and looked him in the eye and said, "Yes. Lance, I'm in." I reached over to where his sizable cock had grown to full length down one leg of his trousers, and rubbed my hand along its length. With a smile I asked, "Would you like me to help you with that, Lance?" He grinned, unzipped his fly and pulled out his fully erect staff, saying, "Ha ha ha, that would be amazing, Lexi. I'm really glad you asked." As I sucked the tip of his prick into my mouth, he said, "Wow, Wayne was spot on about you. You're going to do great in this job." As I sucked his cock and stroked his shaft, he reached between us and pulled down the zipper in the front of my dress, allowing my boobs to pop out and swing freely beneath me. He grabbed them with both of his hands, squeezing and massaging the flesh and pulling on the nipples, as I continued to bob my head up and down on his dick. After only a few minutes, Lance began bucking his hips as his climax approached, then squeezed both tits and held them as he blasted a torrent of cum down my throat. I swallowed his load, and kept stroking his dick, as he continued emptying his nut sack into my mouth. I swallowed that load, as well, then used my tongue and mouth to clean his shaft, while I continued to gently pull out the last drop of jism. When he was completely done, I continued to slowly stroke his huge, now flaccid, cock as it dangled between his legs, while I asked a few more questions about my new position with his company. When all my questions were answered, I leaned back, tucked my tits back into my dress, and pulled up the zipper. Meanwhile, he shoved his meat stick back into his slacks and zipped himself up. He gave me paperwork to complete. I agreed to give my 2-week notice the following day, and we shook hands as I left his office. As I walked past the receptionist desk on my way out, Dana smiled and said, "Welcome aboard, Lexi. I think you're going to like working here." Then, with a wink, she added, "Lance's office isn't soundproof, so I think you already know this. But, the perks here are amazing. The pilots." The next day I grabbed a travel bag and drove over to the head office of my new employer where Lance had me pick the size I needed for the stewardess outfit I'd be wearing. I was a bit surprised at how risque it was, but I liked it. It was essentially a tight-fitting royal blue crop top, short-sleeved jacket made of light, stretchy material, with a single row of buttons down the front. The miniskirt bottom was the same stretchy fabric and color, and was designed to hug hips and ass nicely. Lance pointed to a changing room and said, "No bras, Lexi. And if you wear panties, only wear thongs," which worked for me because that's all I wore. If I wore any at all. I smiled at him and went into the changing room to put on my new uniform. I had picked out a larger top to cover my E-cup breasts, and a medium-sized skirt for my hips and ass. I was impressed that the fit was spot on. And, since the material was thin and flexible, it was actually comfortable and I was able to move about easily. Without a bra, my tits bounced and jiggled quite a bit, but I think that was exactly what Lance had intended when he chose this design for his stewardesses. When I came back out from the changing room, Lance smiled and nodded his approval. He reached out and squeezed one of my swaying boobs and said, "Perfect. I knew you'd look great." Lance let go of my tit and looked at his schedule and said, "Okay, Lexi. Your first flight is a trip to Paris. It's the plane over there on the tarmac. Grab your travel bag and head over. Colleen is the other stewardess on this trip, and she is already on board.
Your pilot is Tyler. He's already on board, too.
Warren is your co-pilot, but he hasn't arrived yet.
He should be here shortly.
Got it.
Any special instructions?
I asked.
Nope.
Just make sure our clients have the best trip possible.
In every way, he said.
They'll be here in about 20 minutes, so make sure everything is ready for them on board.
I smiled, turned, and headed across the tarmac to the steps leading up to the door of the plane.
As I stepped into the body of the plane, I was amazed at how opulent it was.
Beautiful wide, leather seats near the front.
Behind those four seats was a lounge setting, including sofas on each side of the plane, with low coffee tables in front of them.
Further back there were two restrooms, and a small room near the tail of the plane with a bed, nightstand and a few shelves.
I suspected the bed was for pilots or stewardesses to take turns sleeping on overnight flights while others remained awake to fly and serve clients.
After checking out the interior, I headed up to the cockpit to introduce myself to the pilot.
When I opened the door to say hi, I found myself about 2 feet away from the other stewardess, Colleen, bending over the pilot's lap.
The top of her uniform was unbuttoned, and her beautiful 35C tits were swinging back and forth as her head bobbed up and down on the pilot's stiff cock.
Tyler had his eyes closed and both hands locked behind his head as he enjoyed Colleen sucking and stroking his dick.
I was mesmerized, so just stood there speechless, watching Colleen's bouncing boobs and Tyler's rocking hips, wondering if I should apologize, leave, stay silent. Or what?
Just then, Tyler grunted and thrust his hips upward, shooting a load of cum into Colleen's mouth.
She swallowed, and kept pumping his shaft and sucking any additional jism from his cock until he stopped thrusting his hips and settled back into his seat with a soft moan.
She slipped his prick out of her mouth, still stroking it gently with her hand, smiled at Tyler and said, "How was that?"
Tyler opened his eyes, released his hands from behind his head, massaged one of her swinging tits and said, "Fantastic, as always, Colleen.
Great way to start a trip."
As Colleen shoved Tyler's cock back into his slacks and zipped him up, she looked over at me with a smile and said, "The pilot always comes first."
I grinned and said, "It would appear so."
She laughed and said, "You must be Lexi, the new girl."
"I'm Colleen, and this is our pilot, Tyler.
Welcome aboard."
I said, "Thanks, Colleen."
"Hi, Tyler."
This was quite the introduction.
We all shared a big laugh, then Colleen and I headed back to the galley to prepare for our clients.
About 5 minutes later, our co-pilot, Warren, arrived.
He took his cap off as he entered the plane, said hi to Colleen, with a peck on the cheek, then turned to me and, with his eyes locked onto my wobbly tits, said, "So, you're the new girl?"
With a grin, I noticed where his eyes were focused and said, "Yep.
I'm Lexi.
Very nice to meet you, Lexi."
"I'm Warren."
We shook hands, then he opened the cockpit door and asked Colleen, "Who took care of Tyler?"
I glanced at Colleen and noticed that she had a sly grin on her face as she looked at me and said, "I did."
Warren said, "I guess that means you're with me, Lexi."
I looked back at Colleen and arched my eyebrows in question, and she laughed and said, "You know our motto. The pilot always comes first. You get to take care of Warren."
I laughed and followed Warren into the cockpit where he stowed his briefcase, then settled in his seat and unzipped his pants.
He pulled out an impressive cock and began stroking it as I positioned myself next to his flight chair.
I leaned over and replaced his hand with mine, jerking his still soft shaft as he began unbuttoning my crop top, causing my boobs to pop out and swing freely as I stroked his dick.
Tyler smiled over at Warren and said, "I see you've met Lexi, the new girl."
Warren began massaging my tits and pinching my nipples, then looked over at Tyler with a grin and said, "Yeah, I think she's going to be a great addition to our team."
Warren's prick responded quickly, and after pumping his dick for just a few minutes, he became fully erect. I leaned over further and sucked the head of his shaft into my mouth, then began bobbing my head up and down while I continued to stroke his rod with my hand. As I did this, I felt Tyler's hand move underneath my very short skirt. He pushed past my thong and slipped two fingers into my vagina, sliding them into and out of me as I blew his co-pilot right next to him. Between watching Colleen blow Tyler and sucking on Warren's cock, my pussy was getting moist and Tyler's fingers felt great inside me, so I spread my legs a little wider to give him better access. As Warren's climax approached, he pulled on my nipples a little harder, which made my cunt even wetter. Tyler began focusing on rubbing my clit, and in no time I was creaming all over his hand as a delicious orgasm washed over my entire body. Almost immediately after that, I heard Warren grunt, and felt him push his dick as deep as he could into my mouth. As my climax tingled through me from tit to clit, Warren blasted ropes of cum deep into my throat. I swallowed all of it, then stroked out the rest of his load until his nut sack was empty. I licked his shaft clean with my tongue, then tucked his softening rod back into his slacks and pulled up his zipper. "Wow, Lexi, that was amazing," Warren said, as he continued massaging my swaying breasts for an extra minute before I put them away and buttoned up my top. I smiled at both of them and said, "Well, that was an amazing welcome, guys." As I stepped through the cockpit door, I said, "I'm going to help Colleen get the galley ready for our clients. You guys give us a call if you need anything." As I closed the cockpit door behind me, Colleen caught my eye and grinned. "So, what do you think so far?" I grinned back at her and said, "I'm not sure what I expected, but I think this is shaping up to be a really fascinating job." We shared a laugh, then I moved toward the restroom, saying, "I just need a minute to freshen up a bit." She smiled and said, "I can imagine." Then she glanced out the window and added, "But hurry up in there, Lexi. Our clients have arrived, they'll be aboard in a few minutes." As I closed the restroom door, Colleen was still looking out the window at our clients as they walked across the tarmac, and I heard her say to herself, "Not bad. Not bad at all. The clients." As I stepped out of the restroom after cleaning up following my orgasm in the cockpit, I saw Colleen standing at the top of the gangplank steps to welcome our new clients aboard. It turned out that one of the clients was a regular, who was bringing an associate with him to Paris for contract negotiations. The regular client gave Colleen a peck on the cheek, and grabbed a handful of tit as he stepped into the main cabin of the aircraft. Colleen didn't flinch, so I figured this was normal for these flights. Which made sense, given everything else I'd experienced since learning about this job. It was about to get even more interesting. Colleen introduced me to our regular client, Terry, who was a decent-looking guy, about 6 foot tall, and seemed kind of jovial. He gave me an appreciative head-to-toe inspection as we shook hands. And I could tell by the way his eyes locked onto my jiggling breasts that he had set his sights on getting his hands on them at some point during our trip. Terry, in turn, introduced Colleen and me to Evan, his business associate. Evan was a little shorter than Terry, also decent looking, and had a constant grin on his face that suggested he had been promised special favors during our flight. We had them sit in the leather seats up front, and both of them seemed unable to peel their eyes off our wobbly tits as we moved about the cabin preparing for takeoff. Once we were in the air, Colleen and I got out of our jump seats and started serving our clients drinks. When I brought Terry his rum and coke, it didn't take long for him to begin grabbing and squeezing things on my body. As I bent over to hand him his drink, he took it with one hand, while unbuttoning my top with the other. My boobs popped out, swaying back and forth, and he put his drink down so he could use both hands to massage them. I stayed bent over so he could enjoy my swinging breasts a while and, with a smile on his face, he squeezed my hanging tits and pulled on each nipple, making them stiffen to his touch. He sucked one nipple into his mouth for a minute, then pulled it out with a plop, and began sucking on the other nipple. With my hands on my knees, I continued leaning over him as he took turns pulling, sucking, and nibbling on each nipple. This was causing little tingly shocks to shoot through my body, directly down to my pussy, which was quickly getting wet from Terry's attention to my tits. I glanced over at Colleen and noticed that Evan had also unbuttoned her top, and she was straddling him in his seat while he played with her boobs. I watched as she unzipped Evan's pants and pulled out his dick. It was almost completely erect, and she began stroking it with both hands while Evan continued to squeeze her tits and suck her nipples. Once Evan's cock became fully rigid, Colleen deftly raised her hips, lined his shaft up with her pussy opening, then lowered herself onto it with a moan. Evan released her boobs and grabbed her ass, thrusting his hips into her with gusto. Colleen had her hands on the back of Evan's chair for support, and her tits were slapping him in the face as he rammed his prick into her cunt over and over. As I watched Colleen getting pounded by Evan, I unzipped Terry's pants and reached inside for his dick. As I pulled it out and began sliding my hand up and down the shaft, I could tell it was already fully erect. After I had his cock in my hand, Terry let go of my left tit with his right hand, and put that hand on the back of my head, pulling my mouth toward his stiff rod. Still leaning over his lap, I sucked the tip of his prick into my mouth and began bobbing my head up and down. In this position, Terry could continue fondling my big, swinging tits as they bounced beneath me in rhythm to the motion of my head. He squeezed the flesh of each tit with one hand, occasionally pulling on the nipples, while using his other hand behind my head to encourage my sucking. It didn't take long before Terry threw his head back, closed his eyes, and let out a moan as he exploded in my mouth, shooting gobs of cum deep into my throat. He continued using his hand behind my head to keep me sucking on his cock, even after he had emptied his nut sack. I swallowed his entire load, and then, after an extra minute or two of sucking his softening dick, he released the back of my head. I held his still semi-hard shaft in one hand while I licked it clean with my mouth and tongue, then gently stroked it some more as he slowly caught his breath. Right about then, I heard Colleen let out a squeal, and I looked over to see her grinding out an orgasm on the base of Evan's cock. After her climax, Colleen continued sliding her pussy up and down on Evan's dick. As I watched, it appeared that Evan's prick was bigger than I had thought, and Colleen was sliding her hips to the very tip, then slamming herself down to its base, filling her cunt with Evan's impressive cock with each stroke. Meanwhile, Evan had his hands on her ass cheeks, and was thrusting his hips with each of her down strokes. About 2 minutes after Colleen's orgasm, Evan grabbed her ass cheeks and shoved his cock as far as he could into her pussy, holding her there while he shot rope after rope of cum deep inside her cunt. As I watched Colleen and Evan enjoy their orgasms, I had continued stroking Terry's softening dick until it was completely flaccid. I gave the tip of his cock a quick peck, then slipped it back into his pants and zipped him up. He reluctantly released my tits, and I stood in front of him while I tucked them back inside my top and buttoned all the buttons. Meanwhile, Colleen had cleaned off Evan's shaft and shoved it back in his pants. Then the two of us took turns cleaning up in the bathroom near the back of the cabin, and headed back to the galley to continue our flight service. After we served them dinner, both Terry and Evan reclined their seats and fell asleep. I told Colleen I'd take first tour, if she wanted to get some sleep in the bedroom near the back of the plane. She agreed, and headed back to the back of the plane. I tidied up the galley, then strapped myself into the jump seat up front and read while Colleen and both clients slept. I must have nodded off, because it was about 2 hours later when I woke up, still strapped in my jump seat, with a big, semi-hard prick in my face. I looked up to see Evan standing there, with his legs spread and his pants around his ankles. He was stroking his cock with one hand, while holding himself up against the wall with his other hand directly above my head. He leaned into my face, encouraging me to open my mouth so he could stick his dick in. I got the hint. I opened my mouth and sucked the tip of his rod into my mouth. It was every bit as big as I remembered when I watched Colleen riding it to the top, then slamming back down to the base while they were fucking earlier in the flight. Evan put both hands on the wall above my head to support himself and began rocking his hips back and forth, thrusting his stiffening shaft into and out of my mouth. With my head held in place against the wall behind me as I sat strapped into the jump seat, he was basically fucking my face as I sat there. Given the size of his cock, he was reaching deep into my throat with every stroke, and I was struggling not to gag around his now rock-hard prick. He didn't last long, and in no time he was shooting a load of cum down my throat, sliding his rigid pole along my tongue and moaning, as he emptied his nut sack into my mouth. I used my hand to stroke his softening shaft, pulling out the last few drops of jism from the tip of his prick and licking it clean. Then he stood back, pulled up his pants, and tucked his cock away. He said, "Wow, Lexi. That was great." I had an unexpected wood going on when I woke up just now, and that blowjob did the trick. Then Evan went back to his seat, reclined it, and went back to sleep. I checked my watch and noticed that it was time for Colleen to take over while I napped. We were about 8 hours outside of Paris, so I had to get some sleep before our clients woke up. Leaving Terry and Evan sleeping in the main cabin, I went to the room in the back and stepped inside, closing the door behind me. It was pretty warm in the back of the plane, so I wasn't surprised to see that Colleen was lying naked on the bed, the sheet barely covering the bottom of her legs. I couldn't help but admire her form. She had beautiful C-up breasts, tipped by perfect, a quarter-inch nipples, and her legs were slightly spread, displaying her landing strip grooming just above her pussy. I leaned over and shook her shoulder to wake her. She opened her eyes, then smiled when she saw me and stretched languidly, giving me an even better view of her entire body. As she started to get up, I unbuttoned my top and took it off, folding it onto one of the little shelves by the bed. She was standing behind me as I leaned over to remove my skirt, and surprised me by reaching around me to fondle one of my dangling breasts. I looked at her with a surprised, but bemused, look on my face. "Still playing with my boobs," she said, "I've been wanting to grab these ever since I saw you in the door of the cockpit earlier." I laughed, letting her enjoy squeezing and pulling on both tits, and replied, "It seems like everybody grabs whatever they want around here. Are there any limits?" She grinned back at me and said, "Not really. It sort of comes with the job. If you're not into it, you don't last long." Colleen gently pushed me onto my back on the bed and pushed my legs apart. Then she positioned herself between my spread legs and began licking and sucking my pussy, while using her hands to continue massaging my tits and pinching my nipples. Little shocks of pleasure were coursing through my body from the attention she was applying with her tongue and hands. After licking along my pussy lips for a while, she used her tongue to focus on my stiffening clit, flicking it back and forth, then using the flat of her tongue to grind against my clitoris. I rocked my hips as she sucked and stimulated my love button, then grabbed the back of her head, pulling her hard against my pussy, as an overwhelming orgasm rocketed through me. My nipples and clit tingled with pleasure as I held her head in place and continued to rock my vagina against her tongue. Finally, I released her head, and she sat up with a giant grin on her face. As she wiped my pussy juices from her chin, she said, "Now you've been properly welcomed to the team." In a dreamy state, I smiled back at her and said, "That was totally unexpected, but what an amazing treat." While I lay there marinating in my orgasm, my eyes half closed and my legs spread wide, Colleen began dressing. As she straightened her skirt and buttoned her top across her jiggling tits, she said, "You sleep for a few hours, Lexi. I'll come get you when the clients are awake." She leaned over and sucked one of my nipples into her mouth, flicked it a few times with her tongue, then let it out with a plop, before heading out to the main cabin and closing the door behind her. My breathing was slowly returning to normal, and as I drifted off to sleep I thought to myself, we have a 3-day layover in Paris. I wonder what that's going to be like. Stay in the mood. Reading. Sex.